Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Conroy Gold and Natural Resources. We're joined today by non-executive chair John Sherman and Carl Jones, who's the finance director. Welcome to you, gentlemen. Good to see you.
Good to see you, sir. Yeah.
Now, let's get a little bit of an update of where we are. You guys have had a productive year so far. John, tell us a little bit about the company's plans with strategic partnerships. What's going on there?
Yeah, so as we've told the market, we're in active discussions. We have many visitors to our data room, and we have discussions ongoing. It's a range of different partners. The proposed operating models, and structures of deals. I mean, they're multiple, so those are things that we need to think through and work on, and ultimately we'll come to a decision to support the option that's best, that provides the best for the project, and then most importantly best for the Conroy shareholders. And what we're looking at is what creates the most value over time. So that's I guess our guiding principle. We're busy on the front. I always get asked about time, and we can't control partners' timelines, and we need to come up with the right deal. So that can iterations, before we get to an appropriate agreement. But when we're ready to announce something, we will.
So there's a lot to attract in a potential partner, isn't there, Carl? I mean, there's a resource in the ground at Clontibret. You guys have been making announcements about various new zones of interest over the last couple of months. And there's also the talk of antimony as well. So what's it really, what stage is Clontibret really at now?
Clontibret has, as you rightly say, there's a 500,000 ounce resource defined there, and that's been that was defined the latest update on the resource was maybe 2017. Since then, we've done a significant amount of drilling that hasn't yet been incorporated into that resource. But there's work going on around relogging of the full body of core that we've had over the course of, it's nearly 17,000-18,000 meters of drilling over a life of Clontibret to date. And one of the things that came out of the recent joint venture we had with our Turkish partner Stex before they exited was that the approach to the exploration at Clontibret didn't necessarily, including during that period, didn't necessarily focus on what was going on around the gold. It was focused purely on the gold. But we had input from a lady called Marion Moroney, who I think you met the last time we met.
Yes, very nice lady, actually, I remember.
Yes, and hugely experienced in terms of exploration. So her focus was on actually looking at the core that's been picked up over a significant period of time at Clontibret, and ensuring that then is assayed and analyzed consistently So that we have a full picture of what's going on around the gold in relation to both antimony and other controls and controls to mineralization that we need to that we need to see, and it will help us vector towards where the high grade areas are in Clontibret. And she certainly strongly believes in terms of the thesis about Fosterville being an analog of Clontibret. The initial work that we've done on the relogging does seem to show that that as you go deeper and follow plunges in certain areas, that the results will get better and grades will get better. That's it. That's initial work. There's a long way to go, but it's always been the case that as we did drill in certain areas in Clontibret, that grades did seem to get stronger. And we're looking for the next phase of exploration here to prove out that thesis. I suppose just the last thing I'd mention in terms of progress in around Clontibret is we've been looking at, I think there's the tagline for Clontibret for a long time has been 500,000 on 20% of the overall Clontibret anomaly. So we've been looking at, where one would step out to increase that resource, not just to depth. There's significant opportunities in terms of it being open. And recently we've been looking at where we would step out towards what's called the Corcus Gee area to the northeast. And we've gained a little bit of understanding about why drilling in that area hasn't quite been able to replicate the excellent trenching results that we've achieved in that area. And that was a good while ago. So we're quite hopeful that the work, and well, quite confident that the work that we've done will show just even the potential in the Clontibret area itself for a multi-million ounce deposit, be it at depth, or certainly by increasing the potential scale of the existing deposit through stepping out.
So there was mention of Fosterville there, John. You guys at Conroy have been exhibiting at PDAC for the past few years, and I know that this year talk of comparisons with Clontibret to Fosterville generated quite a bit of interest. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit more about the Fosterville attention that you've been getting.
Well, so at PDAC, I mean, we certainly advanced the thesis that there was an analogy between Fosterville and Clontibret, based on the geology, the mineralization, some of the structures, and we had, many visitors to the stand who were familiar, had firsthand experience with Fosterville, and they were quite sympathetic to the comparison and felt there's substance to it. And so we remain, we're confident in when we use the analogy, we do that in full confidence. Obviously the missing piece is, we still have to find the high grade zones at depth, and that's what some of the relogging work is for, is to better understand the structure, so then we can better target for further rounds of exploration and drilling. And I guess that, just that maybe as a reminder to listeners, the Fosterville story evolved. So in this first 15 years of its life, it was maybe an unexciting low-grade refractory mine, and then exploration has had the insight that, as they went further down and figured out structural controls, the grades went up, and then eventually, I guess about 10 years ago, is when they started to find the Swan Zone with the free gold. So so that's actually a fairly recent development, and emerged well into Clontibret's lifetime, and we're certainly benefiting from that knowledge and the analogies, in terms of guiding us what to look for. That model's become more complete.
It's an exciting concept to present to the market, especially in the context of the current gold price, I suppose. And obviously, you guys are ensconced there in the heart of Ireland. Cathal, tell us a little bit about the Irish context in which you're operating. We know that Ireland is a sort of fairly well-known mining jurisdiction, perhaps more known for zinc mining than gold, but also in the European Union, there's some issue related to time-defined planning, I believe, which you're looking at the moment as well. So there are lots of different aspects about being in Ireland. Tell us a little bit about what springs to mind.
There are well, our license area straddles the border from if you're going northeast from Cavan through into South County Armagh in Northern Ireland, and Clontibret is situated just on the Irish side of the border. And Clontibret's in County Monaghan. Monaghan has, luckily enough, one of the local is one of the local authorities that has strong experience with mining, having just recently granted a planning permission for an extension to an open pit gypsum mine in King's Court. So that's at Saint-Gobain's gypsum mine there. So we have an experienced local authority, but even with an experienced local authority, you face the normal planning delays when you start off. You get your planning for at local authority level, and that gets appealed. That's is the case for every type of development, whether it's a house or a mine. It can go ultimately through quite a long appeals process. But in Europe, the fact that antimony is on the critical metals list, not alone because antimony has become significantly more topical with its increase in price because of the restriction on Chinese exports of antimony, but also Europe wants to have a certain degree of self-sufficiency in terms of producing critical minerals. Antimony is and will be a byproduct of what we're doing in Clontibret. And it would appear that what we have is certainly material in a European context. You don't have to be material in that context. You do not have to be, one of the prime suppliers supplying 50% of the European demand, but they want to have an element of that demand that they're self-sufficient in, and we're capable of being a material supplier to that self-sufficiency element. So what happens at a European level is they do a call for expressions of interest to be designated as a project of strategic importance. The last call for that was May of last year. We're expecting another one out in the coming months, and we will be applying for designation under that. So that would give a time definition to the period of time that's not defined, described at the start of this dialogue or monologue, as you want to call it. But so where you might have an open-ended exercise, that now will become fixed at something in or around 27 months with that designation. And that brings certainty to partners. And that's one of the big things if you're going and looking to fund through to mine development in Ireland or in another European jurisdiction, you do want that sort of certainty that you're not going into an open-ended process that may or may not see a mine come in 10 years. Everybody needs certainty in order to be able to secure investment, and that's what this will bring.
Yeah, an interesting development there. So, finally, John, as we wrap up this video, perhaps you could just finish up by letting viewers and listeners know what kind of news flow to expect from the company in the coming months and as we go into the autumn of this year.
I guess one thing that we mentioned in a May press release is we're working on a structure to handle past director wages and fees, which it's a big liability on the balance sheet, and naturally as we work with new investors, they want their money to go into the ground, into the project, and not cover past costs. So We're doing work there, and we hopefully we'll have something we can share with the market with a little more detail than that, than I guess you could say the hint we gave back in May. So I think that's significant because, when I speak with investors, that's one of the first questions that comes up. And I think all parties understand that to support the company and to succeed and, for everyone to do well, that this is a liability that needs to be managed. We're continuing with the relogging work and other field work, so we'll have news on that progress. It's not drilling, but it's important because it that this work reinforces our knowledge of the deposit and the structure and helps guide some of the investment choices forward. And then finally, we're working on a partnership that would provide support for the company and the project going forward. Now when we announce that, I can't say. As I said earlier, it relates to the partners' timelines. It relates to maybe the complexity of the choices that we make that might add time. So it's hard to, it's hard to pin a specific time in respect to that. But those are some of the things that we are working on.
Well, it's an exciting time for the company with the gold price running so high, and I wish you guys all the best in your endeavors. And I also thank you very much for joining Vox today to give us that update. So thank you, John and Cathal, and thanks to Conroy as well.
And yeah, I'd like to thank you for having us. Thank you to your listeners for li listening to us, and also thank our shareholders for their support.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.